Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, great idea, good thing to do today and particularly any day. But this week, as I said, because so many people are on vacation, it's been kind of quiet, and my suspicion is that things will pick up a little bit. For some people, school's already started. Yikes. Once people's schedule is back under some kind of control, I think it's probably going to be a little harder to get through. But not trying to convince you not to try. I'm just saying today's probably a good day to do so. Today is National Blueberry Popsicle Day, which were always my favorite because it turns your mouth blue. Do you remember that? Do they still make blueberry popsicles? I don't think they ever had any blueberries in them, do you?
I highly doubt it, yeah.
I think they had blue dye.
I haven't had one in a long. I haven't had a popsicle period in years.
I actually had some because some place I was had like they had the sugar free popsicles, which have no calories in them, and I like those, and I like the sugar free fudgicles because they only have about 30 calories, and that's not much for chocolate, you know, for a chocolate treat. But they were, I don't think there were any purple. A grape was always my favorite, but I don't think it was grape either. I don't think it was grape or blueberry. I think they were just blue. Well, one was kind of purple and one was blue. So I guess blueberries were bluish.
Could have been blue raspberry too.
Yeah, I think you're dealing with a level of sophistication that perhaps has eluded most popsicles, but maybe not. It could have been kiwi, too, but I don't think it was. It could have been aubergine. I mean, no, I think these are. But there is something about popsicles and making things out of popsicle sticks. Do you think kids make things out of popsicle sticks anymore? Probably not. Although you can still buy popsicles, I think. I mean, I know you can. You can buy them. I don't know if you can buy one, but you could certainly buy... you can buy them in grocery stores because I've seen them. They've gotten very expensive. I think that may have been why I bought them because they're usually, I think, about five and change a box for 12. And these had two for five and change. So I thought, oh, I could do those. And then you have to, but you have to make sure that the ones that you got are really frozen really, really hard. So by the time you get them home, you don't have like puddles all over everything. These are important things to understand, folks. Okay, this day in history. 1789, the Department of the Treasury was founded. Alexander Hamilton. Go see Hamilton. You'll find out all about it. And apparently Hamilton was smart enough about how he set up the Department of the Treasury that it actually is very viable, that there haven't been very many changes to it or very many challenges. And it was, I mean, think about it. The financial... well-being of a country, as we know today, is pretty crucial to its welfare. So, pretty interesting. In 1901, this is really important, all right? Teddy Roosevelt utters the famous phrase, speak softly and carry a big stick. And do we know where he did that, Manny?
Yes, we do.
Tell everyone, because it's your place.
It was the Minnesota State Fair.
There you go. Which apparently is the largest state fair in the country. Is that true?
I believe so. I could be wrong on that, but I think it is.
Yeah. I think
it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest.
Let's see if it says biggest. Because Trevor was actually at the fair this weekend as well. I know the two of you did not run into each other.
No.
And Gopher Fairchild greets the fair goers. That's a really ugly mascot. I got to tell you that.
Well, this will tell you how big the state fair is. I mean, it's really hard to run into
Here it is.
People that you know.
True. It's the largest state fair in the United States by average daily attendance. Yeah. It's the second largest state fair in the United States by total attendance, trailing only the State Fair of Texas, which generally runs twice as long as the Minnesota State Fair. So that's, you know.
Yeah. Minnesota State Fair is 12 days, and usually I want to say about on average, they get about 100,000 people to show up every day?
The fair runs for 12 days from late August into early September, ending on Labor Day.
Yep.
In 2009, total attendance was 1,790,497, equivalent to about 34% of the state's population, almost 100,000 from the previous year. The highest daily attendance in the entire history of the fair was set on Saturday, August 30th, 2014. This was in one day. 252,092 people visited the fair. That's a little over a quarter of a million. So if you multiply that by 12, that would be 3 million. But obviously a Saturday is going to get more people.
Yeah, Saturdays and Sundays usually. And usually that,
the days
first,
to stay away.
That first Monday and Tuesday of the fair, like yesterday and Monday, probably didn't get a whole... Probably was the two slowest days. It's usually the two slowest days of the 12
I
days.
Believe that.
But
do you know when it was started?
When it was
first
started?
Fair. Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, that I don't know. I feel like I should know that.
Well, I'm going to tell you that, so now you're going to be an expert. it was first a territorial fair in 1854. Okay. Although the first Minnesota State Fair didn't occur till 1859, the year after statehood. So it was a territorial fair. And then after statehood, technically I suppose it can't be a Minnesota State Fair until Minnesota's a state. It's run annually except for 5 years. In 1861 and 62, the fair was not held, obviously because of the Civil War and the Dakota War of 1862. Scheduling issues between the fair and the World's Columbian Exposition in Chicago caused the 1893 show to be canceled. Closed because of World War in 1945 as fuel was in short supply. In 46, because of an outbreak of polio. In its early years during the 19th century, the fair was held in many different locations. Some were not far from the current site, but others were relatively far-flung. Some years it was held in Rochester, Owatonna, and Winona. The Twin
Owatonna.
Cities... Say again?
Owatonna.
Owatonna, sorry. Tried to figure out what I was saying, huh? For a time, the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul held competing fairs. Minneapolis, the younger the pair, eventually outdid its neighbor by staging the largest fair with the help of William S. King. And a committee in 1884 was put together by the Minnesota State Agricultural Society to select a permanent site. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's old and large. I was once, I was the judge for the Gilroy Garlic Festival. And to name Miss Garlic, which is actually pretty interesting. And she had a crown that had a little garlic bud on it. And you could literally, you could smell the fair literally from miles away. And they would make everything with garlic, including an iced tea, an iced garlic tea.
Hmm.
So there you go. I just thought you'd want to know that. Perhaps not. Alrighty. Let's see what else was going on in this day in history. This was CBS Evening News in 1963, became the first U.S. Network to have a half-hour weeknight news broadcast when the show was lengthened from 15 to 30 minutes, which is extraordinary if you think about it, because news has now become such a mainstay, and there's CNN is completely news all the time. In 2013, the Eastern Span replacement of the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened to traffic as the widest bridge in the world. I've been on that bridge a bunch of times, including during the earthquake, which
really?
Is really scary, yeah, because part of it obviously went into the water. But my brother, I was in San Francisco, and my brother was on, it's not called Paris Island, what's the name of the island? Maybe it is called Paris Island, which is where the naval base is. And it was the only place that had communication, so I went there to broadcast. So my brother, that was freaky. Let me tell you, landing in a city, a big city like San Francisco, where there are no lights, is one of the freakiest things that'll ever happen to you.
Wow.
I mean, that and World Trade Center. I mean, I've been in some really weird, unpleasant, unhappy situations, I suppose. Maybe it's just being a broadcaster. Maybe it's just being, I don't know what it is. But whatever it is. Landing in a city at an airport where you're used to seeing the lights all over the hills, and it was a very strange experience. And then crossing a bridge, and there was no traffic on it. It was restricted, but I had to broadcast. So there I was. going across a bridge that everybody hoped wasn't going to collapse into the water. With my brother holding my hand, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569 is the phone number here to call at any particular time if there's something that you needed. All you have to do is just give me a holler, 855-993-7569. All right, so we had done a story earlier this week about the fact that women tend, in 70% of the cases, to initiate divorce, which certainly doesn't come as much of a shock to me. And so we just sort of cavalierly, well, cavalier isn't the right term, actually. We just sort of said, okay, tell me about divorce. Why did you get divorced? And, you know, again, you guys do such a great job of answering relatively simple questions in kind of sophisticated ways that give me insights that I really wouldn't have had without asking the question, which sort of has always proved to me that the important thing is really the question. Well, actually, you guys are sort of convincing me of something that's probably exactly the opposite, which is the important thing is really the question, not the answer. But in this particular case, your answers are better sometimes than my questions. 855-993-7569. Ruth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Oh, what a treat to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
So, this is the deal. I always thought if I called you, I would get my thoughts together and organized, and I'm right in the midst of something, and I would like your advice on how to handle it. It concerns my adult daughter. She's 31 years old, okay. Married, and she's recently, she and her husband live overseas, and she's recently moved back to the city that I live near. Mm-hmm. And I'm in her apartment currently, and she had invited me to see their new fabulous apartment. So I came into town today, and I got a bit lost, and I was going to pick up their key and spend the day in their apartment, and then they'll be coming home here, and we're going out to dinner. I'm familiar with the city, but it's a complicated area I haven't been in. And so I, as I was walking from the metro, I gave her a call, and in my defense, well, I know you're familiar with D.C., the streets, they can stop, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was on the street. I was on the street that her apartment was on, and it just simply ended. And so I knew I was near, and I just called her to ask her how to get to her place. And she just lit into me, just, you know, yelling and stuff like that, and which wasn't very helpful.
No.
And she gave me directions. And so I followed her directions, and as I'm nearing her apartment, I get a call from her, and, you know, she's sort of incredulous, how could I not be there yet? And demanding where am I, and I explained where I was, and so more yelling of directions and stuff. And then, this happened one more time, and then we finally met. And to tell you the truth, I mean, it's like approximately 200 degrees here, and I'm carrying stuff, you know, with homemade gifts. And I don't mean to lie, but I expect her to treat me well because of that. But still, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
And there's more yelling at me, how stupid I was to not understand the streets and things like that. And then she had to rush off to work, and so she went off to work, gave me the keys to her apartment, and she did, to her credit, she did call me back in a few minutes, and she apologized.
Good.
And she said she had some time and she wanted to talk, but I was really reeling from it, and my voice was shaky, and I just said, please, I will talk about it when you get home.
Okay.
So my question to you is, I have an idea of what I would like to talk to her about, but I would like your recommendation.
Okay. All right, well, let's start with, I do have some ideas about this, but let's start, pretend I'm your daughter at this moment, and I've just walked in the door. What is it you want to say to me?
Well, the first thing I'd like to say to you is I'd like to pull up a map, and I'd like to show you how it's very confusing where she lives, and
it's a legitimate issue, but that's not how we're going to start, so we're going to take that off the table. We'll go back to it.
Okay.
What she's going to say, honey, is... You could have checked it out ahead of time, or you could have Googled it. You know, why did you wait the last minute? So you don't want to start there. It's going to start a war. So, all right, take that off the table. Good. I'm glad you got that taken care of. All right, what's next? take a deep breath. What's plan two? What's plan B?
I would like to say to her that it seems that she has a tendency, and I got to say it is infrequent, but also she lives overseas, so I see her infrequently. So she does have a tendency to be very sharp and very critical with certain people, specifically me, her mm-hmm. husband, her brother, my other child, and now I've even noticed with her father, my husband. And as far as I know, and I've seen her do it with, like waitstaff people, you know, like a cab driver and things like that.
Does she have kids?
She doesn't. I don't think they want to have children.
Okay.
I think,
all right.
Okay.
A second, all right, look, rather than continue to bat down your ideas, which are going to start a war, let me just, all right, let me give you kind of an overview.
Okay.
And then we'll hone in on this, right?
Okay.
She was, first of all, how long has she been back in D.C.?
Oh, less than 2 weeks.
Okay. You remember, hopefully, that moving is one of the huge stresses of life. She's
uh-huh.
got boxes that are probably not unpacked. She doesn't know where anything is. She's got a job that it may be the same old job, but it's a different boss, different place. So
uh-huh.
she's up to her eyeballs in stress. I mean, and she and her husband are probably fighting. And all right, so number one, she's stressed out of her skull. Number two, it's hot.
Yeah.
Number three, she was very likely worried about you. She was a combination of worried about you, of where's mom, impatient with you because you're late, worried about getting to work on time. So she's got a boiling cauldron of stomach acid going at this moment. Now,
okay.
does that mean it's okay to yell at you? Not really, but so listen, from her point of view, what she's going to say is, Mom, you knew you were coming. I appreciate your coming. But how hard would it have been for you to leave a little bit early or to Google the map?
Right.
And those are legitimate issues. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm not telling you that
yes.
because I'm trying to gang up on you. But one of the things that, the world divides very quickly, kiddo, into people for whom time is a Bible. You know, it's the word, it's written on stone, and people who, it's an approximation. And they are invariably related by DNA. All right. Your mom was probably very, very likely really tough about time. So you're not. So your daughter is. And in my family, my mother, if she got there on the same day, she figured it was okay. So I, partially because I'm a broadcaster, but partially because of who my mom was, I am always early. And if I'm not there early, someone calls the police to figure out what's going wrong because they know that I'll leave extra time. And even when all the catastrophes happen, I'm almost always there on time. So let me put you on hold for just a minute. We'll come back and sort
okay.
of deal with of how we're going to work this conversation out. Because I don't want it to go any farther than it is. And I want both of you to be happy with each other. We'll finish with Ruth. Kate will get to you as well. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish. Robust, mouth-watering vegetables. All from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to aquaponicsource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's aquaponicsource.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Ruth, who's being a wonderful mommy, in that she's taking some yummies to her daughter, who's just moved back to not only the States, but to D.C., and her daughter was not her most charming self when Ruth got a little bit lost and was a little bit late. And so there's going to be a discussion this afternoon when her daughter gets home. And her daughter did call up to apologize, which, you know, is certainly better than not, but doesn't feel very good because at this moment, Ruth is still feeling kind of feathers ruffled. So there we go.
Correct.
All right.
Yes.
So, So number one, let's just agree that between you and I and maybe with your daughter, here's how I'd handle it. Listen, Cookie, I realize I was late. to realize that you were late. I realize it's hot and sweaty. I realize it's got going on. But I will make you a deal. From now on, I will leave a little extra time. And when I'm late, even 5 minutes late, I will give you $20 because that'll help you. Because my guess is that that promptness is not your strong suit. And I know Metro, and but you can leave extra time. You can do Sudoku. You can, if you get there early, you can go get some Starbucks. You can, I mean, that it will change your relationship with your daughter because she's clearly high energy, high stress, and a time freak. Okay, and you're not, but. But you're going to have, I mean, to minimize the abrasiveness between the two of you, you're going to have to be better about time. And I would make that the opening gambit of, look, I'll make you a deal. I will be on time. I will give you $20 if I'm late. And you will give me $20 the next time you yell at me.
Oh, because, okay. Sorry if I may interrupt.
Go ahead, please.
I think it's better. I was not late. I'm a little bit like that you suggested my daughter is. I was early, okay. And I had plenty of time. What I did screw, I, you're absolutely right. I should have checked it out more thoroughly on Google and that kind of thing. So I don't think I'll open up with being the late thing, but I just should have.
Fair enough.
It's my
then start with the Google. Start with, look, I get it, that I made this your responsibility and it should have been mine.
Correct.
And that will just completely clear. Because what she's thinking, let me just give you an example from my experience with my mom, and it was something we had to negotiate. We were on a trip together because I took mom on lots of trips, and this is one of the few times where there was a rental car involved, and it was raining, and we were kind of lost, and we had a map. And I should have remembered from my childhood that one of the reasons that I learned to read a map is because I get car sick, and it turns out if you're the navigator, then you get to sit up front, and then you don't get car sick, and my mother was terrible at it. This completely eluded me in the moment. So I said to mom, you can choose, you want to drive, or do you want to navigate? And she said, oh, honey, I don't want to drive. It's, you know, I don't know where. And my mother's a terrible driver, to be quite honest. So that was fine. I don't drive very much, but I'm a better driver than mom. So I said, okay, then you have to do the map. And she said, I can't do the map. And so we're lost. It's raining. We're late. And I said, mom, I'm not dad. I'm not going to take care of you. You're going to have to do your part in this. And what I was really talking about is I suspect what was going on in your daughter's stomach of, well, you know, why do I have to take care of my mom? She's supposed to be taking care of me. Now, as adult women, we understand that we really shouldn't want our moms, and we shouldn't need our moms to take care of us because we're both adults. But under times of stress, we regress. And we go back to, I want my mom to take care of me because I'm 31 years old and I've got all these boxes that are not packed and it's hot and my husband's mad at me and I'm going to be late to work. So we become three-year-olds again. And so what does mom do? Mom, the superwoman, she's lost. And your daughter just lost it. It's probably the only time I've ever yelled at my mom. I said, mom, I'm not dad. I can't do both. You're going to have to do one or the other. You could choose what you want to do. And that's, I don't tend to be much of a yeller, and it was not a very nice thing to do. But it was, I think, in that moment, I was feeling exactly what your daughter was feeling, which is, I'm lost. It's raining. I don't like driving. And here's, and you know, I want someone to take care of me. I want someone to make all this go away and get the car someplace and make it stop raining and read the map, and I don't have to worry about any of it. And I have to take care of my mom. My mom should be taking care of me. It is not an intellectual response. It's an emotional one. And I think that's what happened to your daughter. So the question is, how do we make sure it doesn't go on any farther? Because the point is, it's done. She apologized. You weren't really ready to take care of the apology, which is fine. I'd much rather you did what you're doing, which is kind of work it out, rather than sort of still carrying a grudge around. Because when she comes in, what I would do is I would have, because I'm sure you're that kind of wonderful mom, have some iced tea ready for her or something, or the table set or some flowers, or the things, all the stuff that you were already going to do anyway. And when she comes in, say, I will make you a deal. I will Google from now on. I will not make it your responsibility for you to take care of me when I'm trying to do a good deed for you. But and anytime I do that, if I ever do it again, I will give you $20 on the spot if you will make a deal that you don't yell at me, because it breaks my heart. And then I give each other hugs, kisses, you'll both cry, it'll be great, and you'll go home.
Okay.
Okay? But you see you why. Because look, this is one of those things. It was just a perfect storm. You were doing, I'm doing all the, you know, it's hot and I hate the damn metro and I don't know where it is and I never see her anyway. And, you know, and I, you know, I'm sweaty and I bake this wonderful cake for her and it's going to be all yucco and I'm doing, you know, and I could be at the beach and all those kinds of things. And so you were thinking, somebody should be incredibly grateful to me because I'm being this wonderful mom.
Yeah,
and
right.
I was scraping 200-year-old paint off of bricks in my daughter's place, and I cut my. She turned on the fan when I wasn't paying. You know, she just turned on the fan, which cut this huge thing on my hand. You know, my hand, and she said, "You're bleeding all over the paint." I thought, I'm going to murder her. And but part of it is it really does help to be a psychologist and think, okay, she's worried about this. I'm up on a ladder. I'm feeling like I'm being the most I would never do this for anybody but my kid. You know, scraping paint off 200-year-old bricks? I don't think so. I'm a princess. I don't do it. And then she does something stupid, which I'm sure she felt terrible about, and she's saying, don't bleed into the paint. So these things come up, and what we need to do is just take a deep breath and understand that they happen, that we love each other, and they really only happen with people we love. Because if it was a stranger, if you were going to a friend's house and got lost, you would walk in and you'd be so apologetic. I'm so sorry. I should have checked it ahead of time. It's only with people that we love that we so. Have some iced tea ready. You go do something lovely for yourself. You're being a great mom. She's apologetic. She's had all day to worry about this. She will very likely show up with something lovely. You will give each other hugs. You will make the deal that says you will Google from now on. She will not yell. And you'll both cry and it'll be great.
Well, thank you so much. This was really helpful because when you at the beginning you asked what I wanted to say and I get you that the map thing was not
no good. it was gonna start a war. I could just see that one happening.
I totally understand that, but I also was thinking, I was hoping that it would sort of open up this conversation that as I said she generally lives overseas, so I don't see her that frequently, and this is not the first time that she's done this to me.
But that's okay.
I think your idea.
You want to start from the specific, and then because you've already got the structure in place for her yelling in the future, because it's already there. Of okay, I'm not going to ask you to take care of me, but I don't need you to yell at me like that. And I will if you ever feel like you have to take care of me, I'll give you $20. You yell at me, you got to give me $20. And you can actually write it out, because then you've got a basis. Because you cannot go into your daughter and say, I've noticed you do this with other people, because she will go for your jugular. She will say, oh mom, you know you're so. She'll take off after you.
Okay.
Well, you do, and that's not what you want. You don't want a war. You want and how she deals with other people is their problem.
Yes.
How she deals with you is your intersection, and you've just you've already got a structure in place for that.
Right.
Once you have this conversation.
Yes. No, I totally understand what you're saying. But if the conversation should sort of open up and expand, do you think it's okay if I talk to her about how? I'm kind of hypersensitive with her because
you can say that.
Okay.
But only as it relates to you.
Yes. No. I know. I don't talk about her husband the way she treats him. I don't talk about.
No,
her
you can't do any of that. But I would still say that you don't actually have to go into that conversation if you think about it, because you've already got the structure in place. That's what I'm telling you. If you make a deal with her that I should have checked. You know, I should have Googled. I will be better prepared. I won't ask you to take care of me. I won't make you having to worry about me when you're worrying about other things. And I'm here to take care of you, because that's how she viewed it. She viewed you as mom's going to come, and mom's the cavalry, and then the cavalry is lost, you know, so that does not make her happy. So you were, and you said, look, I will not do this. I will not ask you to take care of me, and you will not yell. So then you don't have to open it up to a wider discussion about why you've always yelled at me or you've done this in the past, because you've already got the structure in place going forward, and that's all you care about.
Okay.
So when you're open, you don't need to open it up. It's already there.
No, okay. I didn't. I'm just saying, if it were to sort of veer into that,
it's not going to. She's not going to say it, and you're not going to say it. You've already got it in place.
Okay,
think about
I got it.
All right. I'll put you on hold. Kate, I think I'll be right next to you, unless Ruth still doesn't quite get it, and then we'll talk with her for another second. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef-quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Kate, thanks for your patience. You're on the air. How am I to help you?
Oh, my stars. Hello, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Kate.
Oh, I was doing some square breathing there.
Good woman. Good.
The mind. Anyway, okay, my question. My little sister, single mom, big inspiration in my life. Her son, 14 years old. I don't know if I need to say. I'm in Canada.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay. But I would like you to reiterate, I've taken notes. I've listened to you for years. I can't find those five responsibilities as a parent that you've shared. If you could speak about that, because my sister, her son has come to her and said, hey, I have tried marijuana. He's 14 years old. I know you speak about the brain, how it's growing. I'm going to let you talk now. Go ahead.
Okay. The five things I think I'm trying to remember if it's four or five, but well, let's see if I can probably come up with five. That each parent, and the whole point is to kind of give parents a little bit of wiggle room, because I think as parents, especially, I don't even think it's especially if we're single parents, but maybe it is because we don't have someone else to say, you know, back off, or, you know, maybe we need to do this. So there's not another adult, quite at least in the household at the time, to kind of ballast us a little bit. So the five things is, you want your kid to graduate high school, because without a high school diploma or some equivalency, they're really doomed to second-class citizenship. Okay, so that's number one, high school diploma. Number two, not arrested for obvious reasons. Not drug addicted for obvious reasons. Didn't get anybody pregnant. And hasn't wrapped anybody around a telephone pole in a car. And I think those are the five. I think anything past that, good grades, wonderful. Happy, terrific. A little unlikely, but terrific. Popular, great. Have a lot of friends, not so bad. But none of those are critical. The five that are critical is nobody ends up dead, pregnant, dropping out, addicted, and what was the other one? So, and past that, I mean, everything else is gravy. So, kid coming at 14 with marijuana, the first thing I would say to a boy is, did you know that you can get gynecomastia from marijuana? And he's going to say, what is that? And say, man breasts. And it's amazing how much all of a sudden guys are rethinking, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And whatever else, and he's going to say, you know, look, marijuana, it's better that I'm trying marijuana than alcohol. And then the mom says, both are illegal. And if you get caught doing either, it can certainly damage your future prospects, because if you get busted, and again, the laws are going to vary, but nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to have marijuana, and nobody thinks it's okay for a 14-year-old to be drinking. What you really don't want is anything that's going to impact your future in a negative way, because basically you've got your entire life ahead of you, and you don't want to do anything now that's so stupid that it closes down your options. And no one has ever said that marijuana helps you to study, that it helps you to do anything except maybe relax, and maybe we can figure out what things are making you tense and better ways to relax. Because while medical marijuana may be legal in a lot of places, we're not talking about medical with you baby cakes. And so that marijuana isn't legal for anybody at 14. And presumably one of the things that you want to do is keep your wits about you, so even though you may not love school, that you don't flunk out. And certainly one of the ways of not paying much attention is marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, look, the good news is he felt comfortable enough to come to her.
Mm-hmm.
My other issue, which is that kids aren't smoking anything, because in the long run, the race between marijuana and tobacco, I'm not sure anybody does anything but lose, because that tobacco isn't legal for 14-year-olds either, and we know that tobacco has some disastrous consequences in terms of health, in terms of mental health, a little unclear, but certainly in terms of physical health, the clarity is obvious. And for girls, we know that cigarette smoking increases the risk of breast cancer by a factor of 8. So there are lots of health reasons for not using any substance, especially at 14. So what have I not covered here for you?
Well, following up on that, now, my sister, due to some back injury, she does have a medical marijuana sort of, I don't know if it's license or prescription
perhaps, yeah.
And so he has also seen my sister use it. So my question would be, how do you kind of share those lines of potential confusion with the young fellow?
Well, I would say that for example, that first of all, I would make the point that an awful lot of things that are legal for adults are not legal for kids. The most obvious being something like driving. That, you know, that it's illegal for him to drive. It's perfectly legal and important for her to drive. That he can't vote at 14, that he doesn't really have the choice about going to school at 14. He may at 16, depending, I don't know what the laws are in Canada, and they vary a little bit in the states from state to state about when a minor can declare themselves as emancipated. But the idea being that, you know, at 14, you have lots of freedom to do all sorts of dumb things, but you don't have permission, really, from either me or from the state or from anybody else to do things that are really that you need an adult kind of mentality to be able to decide about. And drugs, the people do use drugs, but very few people think that drugs make their life better. They may take away pain in some ways. But, you know, I mean, the pain of being a 14-year-old, you're probably going to have to learn to deal with in some way other than pharmacologically. And what I would focus on is not so much what he can't do, but what are his goals for himself? Do you know what his goals are? Does he want to go to college? Does he have a profession in mind? Does he want to join the service? Do we know what he wants?
Well, he's like he's a thinker. He's a reader. He reads a lot. He also is like my dad says. He's like you're all thumbs because he's on the computer devices, you know, the handheld devices and stuff. But he also does read. As far as forward thinking, where he's going in the future, I'm not quite sure if he's ever been asked or has asked.
Yeah. That's a place where I'd start with him. Of hey, kiddo. Let's talk about not ways of distracting yourself from reality, but ways of focusing reality so you get to be the kind of person you want to be. What would you like to be doing? What would you like to be doing when do you want to go to college? What are you good at? And maybe as his aunt, you know some of the things he's good at.
His humor is amazing.
Well, don't take him to see what's it called, Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant,
yeah,
Dead,
right.
Which is the story of the National Lampoon. Do not take him to see that. But I will tell you, part of what maybe people about the Lampoon know is that's not a story that ends happily. So, I rather than lecturing his mom, you could certainly pass along the five, Brown's five commandments or suggestions,
yep.
I guess.
Well, that's
but
why
then,
I don't know the podcast.
Then I would start with him and say, okay, you know, tell me what it is you want. What makes sense to you? Where would you like to be going? Let me put you on hold because we're up against a break here. And if there are more questions or something else I can help you with.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Joy.
You're most welcome, Kate. If you need more help, you know where to find me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.